This is BBC Radio 3. It's now 8:30. Time for Jazz Lineup, presented this week by Claire Martin.
Happy New Year.
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 Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year.
Joyous doo-wop sounds of the Qualities, an early recording featuring Sun Ra, ushering in the first Jazz Lineup of 2015, and a very happy new year to you. On today's show, the gorgeous second instalment of a collaborative concert set featuring American saxophonist Joshua Redman and the Vienna Chamber Orchestra. Recorded in the grand setting of the Vienna Concert House, the timeless sound of saxophonist Joshua Redman with the Vienna Chamber Orchestra. And more from that set a little bit later on in the programme. Also on the show, Kevin Legendre will be joining me shortly and looking ahead to some brand new releases and jazz highlights of 2015. But before we hear from Kevin, here's American guitarist Barney Kessel from a re-released CD called Contemporary Latin Rhythms. It's out now on Warner Brothers, and it's his take on Harold Arlen and Johnny Mercer's classic, Blues in the Night.
Thank you.
I love that version. It really brings a new Latin groove to that Harold Arlen, Johnny Mercer much-loved standard, Blues in the Night, played there by guitarist Barney Kessel. Time now to look ahead to some exciting new releases out in 2015, and to help me navigate through some new sounds, I'm joined by Kevin Legendre. Happy New Year, Kevin.
Happy New Year to you too, Claire.
Tell me about your first choice.
My first choice is Zenia Strigalev, the alto saxophonist, who has this quirkily named band called Smiling Organism, which is a bit of a transatlantic supergroup, really. It's him and some great musicians from America, people like Larry Grenadier, Eric Harlan, Tim Lefebvre, Ambrose Akinmusiri. And this group, I think, is really important because it's grown up around this little scene that he started himself at Charlie Wright's Bar in London. He started inviting American musicians and local musicians as well to play. He had all of these sessions, formed a group, started recording, and they've got a new album, Smiling Organism, coming out soon called Robin Goody.
And this is a Pinch, is it?
Pinch, which is a lovely, optimistic little track, I think, with a kind of a dub rock flavour.
Quite Latin-y as well.
Quite Latin-y, with a great beat, great bass work from Tim Lefebvre, and a nice rocking little track to get us going, I think.
Let's hear it.
Thank you.
That was the track Pinch from the album Robin Goody on the Whirlwind Recordings label. And you can check out the link on the Jazz Lineup page via the Radio 3 website if you want to know more about that band. That's a really good track, that.
It's a nice little groove to get us going, isn't it?
Definitely. I'd like to play something that I've picked now, Kevin. This is from Manchester guitarist Mike Walker and Stuart McCallum. They're both known nationally and internationally. Walker for his work with the Impossible Gentlemen and McCallum for his work with the Cinematic Orchestra. And even though the pair met over 20 years ago, their debut duo recording came about because of a chance jam at a mutual friend's party where their musical and personal rapport was sealed. Do you know these players, Kevin?
I do know these players, but the idea of hearing them together is certainly enticing because two guitars as a duo is quite unusual. So I'm very much looking forward to this.
There's real synergy with both these players, I'm sure you'll hear. And of course, Mike Walker had such a great 2014. So let's hear them with the track that really took me. It's called Lightsome, and it's from the album Beholden. Mike Walker and Stuart McCullum with Light Sum, taken from their new duo recording Beholden, which is out now on Shell Light Records. And they embark on their UK tour very soon, and you can see them at Par Jazz in Liverpool on the 13th of Jan. Then on the 14th, they're at the Lascar in Sheffield, and their tour goes right the way through to the 6th of March, where they end at the Wakefield Jazz Club. And you can check out more about those dates on the Jazz Lineup page via the Radio 3 website. Kevin, let's talk about your next pick.
My next choice is the Lewis Moholo Moholo Quartet from an album called Four Blokes. And as you may or may not know, he is this giant of South African jazz who's been resident in Britain for many years, even though he's gone back to South Africa, kind of comes here regularly to record. And this is a really fantastic group that he has with younger players, Jason Yard on saxophones, John Edwards on bass, and Alexander Hawkins on piano. And I think that kind of very, very intense, very turbulent sound that he's created over the decades with various people, not just the legendary Blue Notes, these other South African musicians, but lots of other great musicians like Don Cherry. He's just basically developed that, kept on developing it.
Is he predominantly known as a free musician? Is he free jazz?
Well, he's known as an avant-garde musician, but I think that's too much of a restriction, and it kind of misses the point, really. I think what he's done, which is really important, is take so much of the folk heritage from South Africa, the township songs, and as you hear on this track, the gospel, the church heritage as well, these hymnal tracks, these melodies which are so gorgeous, and take that into a musical setting which can be very turbulent at times, which can really, really play with pulse and with rhythm. But nonetheless, this piece is about this singing quality in the music. The melody is really gorgeous.
I love the album Four Blokes, inspired. The track is called Angel Nomali. Let's hear him. Lewis Moholo Moholo Quartet.
Thank you.
From the album Four Blokes, that was Lewis Mahola Mahola's quartet with the track Angel Nomali from the album Four Blokes. Beautiful. Well, for complete contrast, my next pick is something from a real big swinging band led by trumpeter Buck Clayton. This comes from a compilation of three of his all-star groups, which is out now as a 2-CD release. And this track very suitably comes from the album called Songs for Swingers. I just love it. It's called Swingin' at the Copper Rail. That was Swinging at the Copper Rail, played by one of Buck Clayton's all-star groups. And we just heard on the alto sax, Earl Warren. On the bass, Gene Ramey. On the drums, Herbie Lavelle. Piano was Al Williams. Tenor sax was Buddy Tate. Trombone was Dickie Wells. And, of course, Buck Clayton on the trumpet. Do you like that kind of stuff?
It's impossible to listen to that and not want to dance and not have a smile on your face. That's the kind of essence of swing, the joy of it.
That's the smile I'm going to keep all through this year, Kevin.
As you should.
Well, what's your next choice?
My next choice is one of Denmark's finest musicians, Marilyn Mazur, drummer, percussionist, multi-instrumentalist. And she has a great new group with some other great Danish musicians, the vocalist Josephine Kromholm, who you probably know from Django Bates' Storm Chaser.
That's right.
And also the guitarist Krista Johnson. And they're joined on a few tracks by Klaus Hoffmann, a bass guitarist. The album is called Flamingo Sky. And the track that I've chosen is The Butterflies, which I think is a really great song, which has a kind of 80s, slightly Miles Tutu-ish, slightly Weather Report feel that I really like.
Yes, it's got kind of a sort of reggae groove to it at times, isn't it? But the electronica over the top's a really good vibe. But I liked it. It's really dark and really deep, and I thought the scat sing was fantastic. Mm. So let's hear it now then. It's Marilyn Mazur and The Butterflies. Thank you. the soaring vocals of Josephine Kronholm from the album Flamingo Sky by Marilyn Mazur, and that was the track The Butterflies. Well, my next track is another vocalist, actually, and it's a great song by that formidable songwriting team, Harold Arlen and lyricist Johnny Mercer. Out of This World was first introduced in the film of the same name back in 1945, and the vocals were overdubbed by Bing Crosby for the voice of the main character, played by Eddie Bracken. Well, many vocalists have included this tune in their recording repertoire, including Ella Fitzgerald, Tony Bennett and Mel Torme. And in fact, John Coltrane covered it on his 1962 release, Coltrane. But here's singer Zoe Francis. Have you heard of Zoe?
No, I haven't, so I wait with bated ears.
Well, you will, because she's with a fantastic band. It was recorded live at the 606 Club. It features the guitar great Jim Mullen, and it's a fantastic take on the song, giving a nod to a certain Miles Davis tune along the way. Let's see if you can spot that. This is Out of This World.
That no mortal ever knew. You're right out of a book, the fairy tale I read when I was so high. No armored knight out of a book could find a more enchanted Lorelei. After waiting so long for the right time, after reaching so long for a star, all at once from the long and lonely night time, and despite time, here you are. I cry out of this world. If you said we were through, so let me fly out of this world and spend the next eternity or two. Thank you. waiting so long for a star. All at once from the long and lonely night time, and despite time, here you are. I cry out of this world. If you said we were through, so let me fly out of this world and spend the next eternity or two.
Taken from her new release, The Very Thought of You, that was Zoe Francis with a great arrangement of Out of This World. Did you like that, Kevin?
I certainly did, especially the Milestones reference that you talked about. And these old melodies, in inverted commas, they're not old, they never die.
Absolutely. And I just thought that was a real great reinvention. Jim Mullen was playing guitar there, Gareth Williams was playing piano, Mick Hutton was on bass, Enzo Zerilli on drums and John Sermon on sax. That CD is out now and was recorded live at the 606 Club in Chelsea. So, Kevin, what's your final recommendation for us?
I think he's a Jazz Lineup favourite. Mark Carey, pianist, keyboard player, who we've had on the show a few times. And Jazz Lineup listeners will remember him talking about a forthcoming instalment of Roads Ahead, which is a project that he started back in 2000. He did the first album called Roads Ahead, Volume 1, which, as the title suggests, is a celebration of the electric piano and keyboards. And this is the second instalment. It's an album that's going to be out in March, Roads Ahead Volume 2. And it's absolutely brilliant. It is so good. It's everything that you'd expect, given the fact that the first one, which tapped into the whole Herbie Hancock early 70s vibe, but also brought in more modern electronic sounds, drum and bass, hip-hop flavours. He's basically given us more of the same, but pushed it in another direction. I think there's more of a North African and at times Indian and Asian flavour.
What's it called?
The track is called Eswara Walks, and it's actually a traditional North African, I think a Moroccan song that he's given his own personal stamp to. Thank you.
Essaouira Walks from Roads Ahead Volume 2 from Mark Carey. That was your final choice
certainly
there, Kevin.
Was. It's a cracker.
Any others we can be looking out for this year or things you're up to?
ECM have a couple of really interesting releases. There's the Kenny Wheeler album, the last thing that he recorded before he died. But also something that I'm really looking forward to, Jack DeJohnette has an album called Made in Chicago, which features Henry Threadgill, Mahal Richard Abrahams and Roscoe Mitchell. So that should be really good. And they've also got music coming from Chris Potter too, so really strong start to the year for them.
Excellent. Any festivals we should be noting?
Yeah, I think the Gateshead Jazz Festival at the Sage, which is a fantastic venue, that's coming up in April.
Nice.
If last year's is anything to go by, because I went to that and I thought it was brilliant, then this year should be really good.
Great
as
place
well.
To hang out,
it
isn't it, at the Sage? Wonderful.
Place, yeah.
Well, Kevin, thanks very much for those recommendations. But please stick around because we've got some very special concert music this evening by saxophonist Joshua Redman, who I know you've interviewed on various occasions.
I have. Always somebody who's good to talk to. So very much looking forward to the music.
He's with the Vienna Chamber Orchestra and it's an absolutely wonderful recording. So please stick around to hear that. This is Jazz Lineup on BBC Radio 3 with me, Claire Martin, on FM, online and on digital radio.
The sunshine.
Roy Ayers classic, perfect for a chilly January day. Jose James singing Everybody Loves the Sunshine, and that's taken from the debut Blue Note album by trumpeter Takuya Kuroda, and that's called Rising Sun. We're time now for tonight's concert set by celebrated American saxophonist and composer Joshua Redman. Grammy-nominated Redman is one of the most acclaimed and charismatic musicians to have emerged during the 1990s. Son of the legendary saxophonist Dewey Redman, Joshua was exposed to many different music styles at a very young age and began playing clarinet aged 9, before switching to the tenor saxophone just a year later. Since the 90s, he's gone on to establish himself as one of the music's most consistent and successful bandleaders, with the New York Times declaring that he has a skill set wired for direct connection. I'm still joined by Kevin Legendre. Now, Kevin, you've heard these tapes. So what did you make of these recordings? I know you heard the tracks.
I really enjoyed it. It's orchestral music with a great jazz group in the middle of it, and the two elements really gelling.
They really do, don't they? And it's really well recorded, I thought. And I loved Gregory Hutchison. I thought he was on fire on the drums.
I really like the pianist, Aaron Goldberg, who I thought was exceptional. But also Joshua Redman as somebody who can really thrive in that orchestral setting. But more to the point, get into the real essence of a ballad. His ballad playing, I think, has become stronger over the years. This is a really, really good example of that. And the tracks were mostly drawn from the Walking Shadows album that he recorded in 2013, which was one of his first forays into orchestral music, working with strings. And I remember interviewing him at the time, and he made this very important point. He said, first and foremost, it's a ballad record. When he went to the record company and said, this is what I want to do, he said, well, if we can bring some strings in, that would be fine. But it's really about the ballad and about how you interpret that and convey the emotion. So all of the orchestrations, they really, really work in this particular setting. But first and foremost, it's about him showing that he can play a ballad, which, as you know, is not an easy thing for a musician to do.
Well, shortly we're going to start with the wonderful Wayne Shorter piece, Infant Eyes. It's the first track of the concert. What did you think of that?
It sets the tone really beautifully. I mean, it's one of the great ballads, really. I always think of it as a kind of a cousin to John Coltrane's Naima. That atmosphere, which is very serene, very meditative, and I think the whole band and the orchestra, they really come together very well on this.
Well, let's hear him in concert now with the Vienna Chamber Orchestra, recorded at the Vienna Concert House on March the 11th, 2014. The quartet are Aaron Goldberg on piano, Ruben Rogers on bass and Gregory Hutchinson on drums, Joshua, of course, on saxes. The orchestra is the Vienna Chamber Orchestra and the conductor is Gerd Hermann Ortler. Let's hear them open now with the classic Wayne Shorter, Infant Eyes.
Thank you. Thank you.
Hide and Seek ending tonight's concert set. Joshua Redman and the Vienna Chamber Orchestra, conducted by Gerd Hermann Ottler, recorded at the Vienna Concert House on March the 11th, 2014. And for more information on Joshua Redman and the Vienna Chamber Orchestra, check out the Jazz Lineup page via the Radio 3 website. Well, that's almost the end of this week's Jazz Lineup, but there's plenty more jazz on BBC Radio 3 with Geoffrey Smith's Jazz tonight at midnight, and Jazz on 3 on Monday night with Jez Nelson at 11. This week, Jez has music from Norwegian drummer Thomas Stronen with his project Time is a Blind Guide, recorded at the 2014 Cheltenham Jazz Festival. And on next week's Jazz lineup, Shakespeare's Songs, a special concert by saxophonist Andy Shepherd and pianist Guillaume de Chassy, performing music inspired by the works of Shakespeare. But to sign off tonight, here's another brand new release out on the 2nd of February on ACT Records, recorded by Norwegian saxophonist Marius Nisset. It's the closing track from his album Pinball, and it's Hymn from the World. Until next time, from me, Claire Martin, bye-bye.
That was Hymn from the World, performed by Marius Nesset, ending this week's jazz lineup, which was presented by Claire Martin and produced in Glasgow by Sushil K. Dade. And Jazz Lineup is back at its usual time next week of 6 o'clock here on BBC Radio 3.